And it is that time again, Thursdays, and it is me, DJ LC, only at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm here with my usual person.
Here I am.
Cody. You're always much quieter, and I...
Sorry.
You need to be a loud mouth like me.
I try.
I don't think you do.
No, not really.
What?
I said no, not really.
I feel like we were just having that moment where we argued the same case. Anyways, so what is on tap? Why does Tumblr look that way?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyways, what's on tap? We have some music, news, some movies, TVs, and celebrity gossip as usual. I don't have the little, like, sub-genres of what you're going to come up with because I did this while I was at a soccer game, producing the soccer game. I've been out since 12:30 today, and I have a paper due at midnight. Oh, and tonight's only an hour long. So, there's that. But let's get started since I'm already 10 minutes late because some people wouldn't get out of my way. I'm kidding. I didn't even mind.
They were just taking their time.
They were taking their time, and that was okay. I told them they could. Some music. Ed Sheeran is starting to record for his second album. I'm pretty excited. It's supposed to come out next year.
I am so excited. I cannot wait.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
What is very excited to you, though?
Like, I want it now.
Could you wait, like, a year for
it? No. I cannot wait a year for it.
Okay, my next little bit, I gotta go back because I went to check Tumblr to see if mine was, my layout's normal. Anyways, Little Mix's Move music video is coming out tomorrow, right?
Correct.
And you've seen some clips of it?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
It looks really good. I personally like the guy backup dancers that they have that they dance with. I feel like they have a good chemistry together.
Are they good looking?
Yes. Their arms are real nice.
I lost 2 followers. Can you believe that?
How rude.
It is so rude.
Yeah, I like the lighting in it. I like the dance moves that I've seen. It looks really good.
And the Jonas Brothers, they had a little falling out. But of course, you know, they can't really break up their brothers. And recently, they have been tweeting things that they're getting their stuff together. And so apparently, they're going to come back. It's just funny because, like, they canceled their tour because they're having disagreements. But still, this one radio station is advertising them coming to the Bay Area. And it's just like, I don't think they're coming to the Bay Area. I'm pretty sure they've already missed some shows, haven't they?
I think so. Because I feel like, or maybe it started in November. I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
I don't really keep track of the Jonas Brothers.
Nor do I. But, I mean, it's kind of significant that they broke up. But they're getting back together. There's always hair on my microphone. Like, what does he do? What does DJ Chop do with this microphone?
I feel like he doesn't have that much hair.
He doesn't. He doesn't have that much facial hair either.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that's coming from. We're going to move on to movies. And we saw some movies this weekend, so there's going to be some stuff to talk about. The 20th anniversary of Hocus Pocus.
Posis.
It was like I'm trying to say Pocus and Posy. Yeah. Posis. Hocus Pocus. I didn't actually know it was that old. It's older than me. No, it's younger than me. It's older than you. No, it's younger than you. No,
it's like a month younger than me. Wow. Yep. I didn't know it was that old, though.
Yeah, I thought I was at least like 2 when it came out. And then there's a negotiation for Beetlejuice 2. Do you like that movie? The first one?
I did. I really liked that movie. Did you?
I liked that scene where they're dancing around the table.
That's a cute scene.
Cute, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a scene. It's a good scene.
Who's negotiating the deal?
Tim Burton.
He directed the first one, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he did.
He probably did. It's his sort of
movie
thing.
And then, speaking of sequels, 21 Jump Street's going to come out with a sequel, and it's called 22 Jump Street. And it's filming right now in New Orleans. And there was a Vine.
Something like that.
It was like a little video, and Channing Tatum. I never know how to say his name. Was in it, and he was like jumping, and he had a kind of football jersey on. I'm assuming they're in college now.
They are, because like in the end of the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The end of the one, they're going to say they're going to get sent to college, yeah. And Bad Grandpa is coming out this weekend. Are we going to go see it this weekend? That's the question.
Yeah. I need a good laugh.
I mean, if other plans work out, then I might not be able to go with you, if you know what I mean. No, I'm kidding.
I'll go by myself.
Those plans won't work out.
I will walk.
Those were theoretical plans in the first place.
And that's only one day, so we could go another day.
But what if I switched plans and went to that movie with those people? That's code. Okay.
I got to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all theoretical plans. It's not actually going to happen. Don't worry about it.
You don't know that, though.
Oh, my gosh, I do.
But you don't.
I do. I can tell. I can see it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. As you angrily click on your computer. And we went and saw Carrie, the remake, obviously. And how did you feel about it?
I personally really liked it. I liked Chloe, whatever her last name is. Moretz. I can't. Yeah, that one. And then
Ansel Elgort.
Ansel. Yeah, that's his name. He.
Woo.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Especially during the sex scene with his girlfriend. Yeah. That was the best. I mean, it didn't show anything where it should have. But
I mean, I could have used it a little more butt.
Yeah.
They literally had a blanket like strategically placed just over his butt.
Yeah.
And I could have used a little cheek.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But he has a nice back.
He's got a very nice back.
And then like when he was wearing just the jeans and the leather jacket with no shirt on
underneath.
That
was the best. Like.
Oh my gosh.
And then when he was playing lacrosse.
Yep. And then we had the Leatherman jacket on.
Yep.
Yep. And I think...
But not when he died.
I think that if I was Carrie and I saw him die, I'd go crazy too. Like, that's like really when she flipped crap.
Yeah, literally. She flipped stuff, including humans.
That's when she got angry, is when he got killed.
Yeah.
I didn't get angry too. Like, no! It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so nice. I don't actually remember much of the first movie. The original.
I mean, it was exactly, like, almost exact based
on
the
first. So, like, he was nice in the original movie, too? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, when they went to prom and, like, he acted almost exactly the same.
That's good. You go, Ansel.
Yeah.
So cute. Whew. What grade would you give that?
Definitely an A.
I give it an A, too. Is it an A minus or just a solid A?
And solid A.
I'm going to give it an A minus A. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not exactly A minus, but it's not exactly solid A either. It's like that gray
that
area.
Awkward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I finally saw 21 and Over, and I was dying laughing. Dying. I think that's my favorite movie ever now. Like, it's better than The Hangover. It was way funnier than The Hangover. And I was, like, laughing out loud, hysterically, just, like, dead in my chair. And I give it an A plus. What did you give it?
An A? A minus.
You give Carrie an A, but that movie an A minus? Get down, sir. What is he doing? I think he's getting down.
He's listening to you.
Technically, he's doing what you're saying. That was the funniest thing. I can just picture it in my head. Get down, sir. So what's your reasoning behind giving that an A minus instead of an A?
That's a good question.
Do you just like the drama more than you like comedy? Does it just pull you in more? Is that what it is? Or was Ansel Elgort more of a selling point than Skylar Astin was? Even though he saw his butt in that one.
I saw almost everything in that
Yeah,
one.
There's only a tube sock covering him.
Oh, man.
See, I'm asking the hard-hitting questions tonight.
See, now I'm...
I'm asking the real important questions here.
Okay, based on these two movies, I think I under and over my gradings. Because, like, now that I think about it, I don't think Carrie should have got higher than 21 and over. So I feel like the grades need to be swapped.
That's good.
Because, like, now looking back on it, like, Carrie was really good. Like, it deserves
I feel like Ansel Elgort was just a big selling point. Like, he was so good and so good looking.
Mm-hmm. He definitely was. But, no, 21 and over is definitely better.
I'm glad you reconsidered.
Yeah.
Our next movie, Romeo and Juliet. Of course, like, we knew it was going to happen when we saw it. I mean, who doesn't know
what
happens?
But here's hoping it changed at the end.
I was really hoping. Like, I was just like, please, please.
Don't let Romeo die. Juliet can. Just don't kill
please
Romeo.
Please don't kill Romeo. Just... I would give you anything not to kill Romeo. Like, let me rewrite the script for you. Because Douglas Booth, man, that is a hot man. And then I looked up how old he was, just curious. 21. 21. Ballpark range right there. That is perfect. Perfect age. He's beautiful.
He is. I wish he didn't wear layers constantly.
Oh, yeah. Always, like, three layers.
He even had clothes on during the sex scene.
Yeah. Like... when he jumped out of bed, like, he should have been, like, butt naked, but he had pants on.
Yeah. And then he put more pants over his pants.
Yeah.
And I swear he put more pants over those pants. He put, like, three shirts on, too. I'm surprised he didn't wear two pairs of shoes.
Yeah, because he had, like, an undershirt and then a shirt and then, like, a vest thing.
Yeah.
What I don't get is why they were, like, so surprised that he fell in love with Juliet when he was wearing her house colors literally the entire time. Like, you should have seen this coming. He's literally wearing the other house's colors, which was blue, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was.
And she's a Capulet, right? Yeah, he was wearing Capulet colors the entire movie. And it's literally like they were all dressed in red, the Montagues, and then the Capulets were dressed in blue. It was literally like the Bloods and Crips. And I was like, I don't know if this is appropriate. I just realized this wall feels good. And out of context, that is really weird. But if you saw these walls, they feel good. There's a movie where someone's petting the walls and they're talking about how good the walls feel. And I'm pretty sure they're high on meth or something, and I'm not. This ain't no episode of Breaking Bad. So what was your rating for Romeo and Juliet?
An A minus.
I give it a B. Because Douglas Booth, he's, you know, he's an A plus looking man. But the movie itself was just kind of like, even the first, like the whole story in general is kind of just like a B story to me. That's just my personal opinion.
I mean, yes. Okay.
They're all just very rash. Like, calm down. Take five minutes. Take a breather.
Do you like the modern version?
You mean the one with Leonardo?
Yeah.
I like it because it's really funny.
I feel like Douglas should be in that one.
I mean, but Leonardo DiCaprio was in that one.
I don't care. Put Douglas in there.
But Leonardo DiCaprio was really good in that movie.
Imagine Douglas in it, though.
I just found the modern one really funny.
I did, too. I liked it.
I did, too. There's this one part that always made me laugh, but I can't think of the line right now. It was when one of them was dying. I don't know.
Probably when Mercutio.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I think so.
There's, like, this line that kind of, like, makes you, like,
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was. So, you gave that a minus?
Correct.
And I give it a B plus. I changed it from a B to a B plus. Because I feel like because it is Shakespeare and like obviously it's a good story, that's why it's lived on for so many years that it deserves a higher rating. And I'm going to move on to a song now though and take a break. This is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. And this is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And when we get back, I have TV news and celebrity gossip. So here we go. Sweater weather.
And all I am is a man. I want the
This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and that was Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. If you're just tuning in, you missed music, including Ed Sheeran's new album coming out, and movies, including ratings on Carrie, 21 and Over, and Romeo and Juliet. So on to the next. TV shows. There was no X Factor last week. Boo. There's no Glee this week. Boo. Like, that's half my, like, TV watching experiences, like, out the window right there. Carrie Diaries is tomorrow, though. Season 2 premiere. Like, I'm so excited. Because, what's his name? Austin
Butler.
Butler is going to be on the TV again. And, oh my gosh, he's beautiful. He was handcrafted by angels.
He really was. He
has, like, the perfect, like,
bone structure, jaw structure.
Oh my gosh.
His hair is flawless.
My face can melt off looking at him.
Better than your popsicle. Not that you have
Yeah, I was like,
I was just referencing.
Are you trying to imply something?
No, I was just referencing the song. I should have said better than a popsicle.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Sorry.
I'm slightly offended. No, I'm kidding. But man, he's good looking, and there's like little like clips of previews. I mean, I haven't seen the previews exactly, but I've seen GIFs of the previews. And it looks good. There's like, she's telling him she still loves him, and it's like, well, duh, you still love him. Look how amazing he looks.
Yeah.
Man. I'm so excited. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to like the most tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited for it.
And then next Wednesday, one of like my favorite TV shows is coming back, and it makes it sound like, because I'm laughing, that I actually don't like the TV show, but I actually really love it, and I'm laughing because it's so dumb that I love it. Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful Life.
That's what I thought you were talking about, but I was like, is there something else that she's looking forward to?
And no. I was like, oh my gosh, what time is it on? Is that on 10? Because I can't watch at 10. If it's on 10, I can't watch it. I'm going to have to watch it the next day.
Ooh,
online.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It must be because Awkward's on at 10:30. Unless it's on after Awkward.
Hopefully.
At 11.
I love Kesha. Okay. Like, I know I was a big hater on her for a little while, but...
You definitely were. I'm glad you are accepting it, though. You're not trying to hide it.
I wouldn't try to hide it. I would not try to hide it. I can admit when I'm a hater. I was totally hating on her, but she really made me change my mind with that show. And now I love me some Kesha. She's amazing. Are you excited for that one? Because I don't feel like you're that excited.
I'm more excited. Whoa.
Mortal sighted.
I am more excited for Carrie Diaries than Kesha. But I'm definitely excited to see Kesha.
I feel like again. I'm equally excited because they're different types of shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
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 I agree.
Okay, I'm good. I'm glad we agree on that. And then last night's American Horror Story was like WTF.
It definitely was. I cannot talk. I mean, I wasn't really watching it, but I was zoning in and out of doing homework and watching that. And yeah, like it was ridiculous.
I was like working this event. And I told them like I'm leaving at 9 o'clock because I'm not going to miss American Horror Story 10. And sure enough, 9 o'clock rolled around. I was out the door. Going to watch American Horror Story, and it was worth it. It was so messed up. Everything about it was messed up.
Yeah.
Just messed up.
That mom.
Yeah, there was this. So, like, this, the only, like, male main character is, he died in the first episode. They brought him back to life through witchcraft. They took him back to his mom's house, and she molested him. And you can tell, like, by the look on his face that that's, like, one of the only things he remembers. So, basically, she's been doing it forever. And it was just,
then he killed
terrible.
Her.
Yeah, he killed her. I didn't have any sympathy.
With a trophy.
I didn't have any sympathy. She was trying to molest him again when he killed her. So, you go, Kyle Spencer. It was just good. And then another main character dies. Emma Roberts' character. She gets her throat slit open. I don't know how it's going to work. She's in the opening credits. So, she's definitely a main character. She's paid for the whole season. It's not like she's guest starring. So, I'm not really sure how that's going to work. But I don't think she's going to stay dead for long.
No, because in the other preview, it had someone coming out of a grave. So
truth.
I was thinking that was her.
Yeah.
Unless it's someone else
that died.
It's
just such a messed up show. Like, I feel like Cody wasn't watching it until, like, the mom started molesting the boy. And then she was like, what? And then she, like, couldn't stop watching it because literally after that point, you were just like, it just went downhill with everyone from there.
You're
like, what is
did.
Going on? Why am I watching this? Like, please cover my eyes, but let me watch it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. American Horror Story. That will just kick you in the nuts that you don't have. We're going to move on to celebrity gossip. Kim and Kanye West got engaged. I honestly personally thought they were engaged before they got engaged, but I guess that's irrelevant.
Same.
They got engaged at AT&T Park, and her ring was huge. And I felt like it was a really random place. Like, why? I mean, I get that he was in the Bay Area to perform, but did you have to do it at AT&T Park? Was there like a significance, do you know?
I don't think there was a significance, no, but I know he rented out the whole park.
Stupid.
Had fireworks, had a stupid orchestra singing stupid Lana Del Rey and his song. And
yeah, like on, how more egotistical can you get? Like, yeah, while I'm proposing to my girlfriend, I'm going to have them singing my own song.
Yeah, and then
how on Kanye West of him.
The big board, I can't think of what they call it. It said, please marry me. And, like, all her family was there.
Except for Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, he wasn't invited.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, I... When, like, I, that's read, been like when your, I read that, I was like, what? He wasn't invited?
That's been like your father figure since you were a little girl.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe he's been there. He's been there for you for so long after your dad died, too. Like, that's yeah wrong. I don't care what's going on between you and your mom. Like, that's like your dad.
Yeah. So I thought that was...
Her ring is huge. Like,
it's ridiculous.
You can literally go ice skating on it.
Like, let your me strap, family can go ice yeah skating on it.
Let me strap on my... I don't think what my ice skating what are they called? Ice skates?
Okay. I couldn't think of it either. I was like, what are they called?
I had it in my head, and then when I'm saying it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in too deep now because I don't remember. Let me strap on my ice skates and take a I just did it again. I can't think of the word. Let me take
a skate,
a roll, a glide, a glide around your ring. I don't know. I had it, and then I was saying it, and I'm like, oh, I'm in too deep to go back now. But this, because Bruce Jenner wasn't there, Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner are finally making official that they're getting a divorce. And on Star Magazine, I saw, it says that the reason they're getting divorced is because Bruce wants to become a woman. And like, I laughed, and then Connie was like, it could be true, you don't know. But I haven't heard anywhere else, just on that magazine. But I laughed at it a lot. I was like, he wants to become a woman. I like took a picture and sent it to people. But anyways, Austin Mahone, well, last week we said he was in the hospital for a flu. What's reporting it?
Classic Light, Daily Mail.
If it ain't
Huffington
on.
Huffington
Post is a little bit. I'll keep you updated on this.
Bruce Jenner. BuzzFeed, AOL, Starcasm.
See, if it's not an E, I don't believe it. But Huffington Post makes me believe it a little bit. Anyways, Austin Mahone was in the hospital, and we said it was for the flu because that's what people thought it was. And it was actually a blood clot in his throat, right?
Yeah.
And the doctors don't... Would you know more about this?
Okay, so a doctor from San Francisco, because his symptoms, he was dehydrated, he...
had a sore throat.
Was it a sore throat? He had an inflamed throat. And he had a 104 fever, plus the blood clot. And those things don't match up. Like, you don't have a blood clot and also have these three things. If you have an inflamed throat, you have dehydration and a fever. And so, like, these four things that were medically wrong with him didn't make any sense and didn't add up. So, I mean, he's better, but he's not 100% better. He still can't sing, but he was released from the hospital yesterday. So he's looking good. Not looking good, but
looking good.
He's looking healthy.
Yeah,
he's looking healthier. He's definitely got his color back. He's not all clammy looking.
I'm just glad he's not dying, because then who am I going to make fun of?
Oh, you should have saw the outfit he walked out of the hospital in.
Oh.
Look, I'll show you.
Next week, Austin Mahone. It's fair game. I don't care if you have a blood clot. You're going to survive it now. Oh, gosh. Don't even show me now. I have to move on.
I'm showing. Hold on. It's loading.
That's not that bad.
I guess not. But it's just a whole...
Okay.
I forgot like about
a really bright yellow sweater and then really bright yellow shoes.
With black pants. He looks like a bumblebee.
bubble butt. I don't know why bubble butt popped in my head, but it did. Katy Perry has admitted that she once had locks of Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift's hair in her purse. I can't even read that sentence without laughing. Like, how does it, I mean, I know how it goes about. She said that she shared a dressing room with them and then just asked for a lock of their hair, and they were like, thought it was weird, but they like,
they went with it.
Here's my hair.
Like, here, have this.
Was it like a conversation starter? Like maybe one of her dates was going like downhill, and she's like, hey, look at what I have. This is Taylor Swift's hair.
Make a clone.
That'd be interesting. Maybe she is making clones. That's really weird. What makes you think, like, I want these people's hair?
I don't know.
I don't even want One Direction's hair. Like, please keep, if your hair's on your head, I don't want it near me. I've come to realize that when hair's on people's head, it freaks me out. Like, when you have to pull hair out of the shower drain.
That's disgusting.
Or when pull hair out of your brush, that's gross, too. Like, I know it was on my head once, but when it's on my head, it's not gross. When it's off my head, it's gross. Automatically. But on to something I find even weirder than Katy Perry having Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift's hair. Farrah Abrams got a tattoo with a banner, and it says with the word mom in it. It's a heart.
Like, just a traditional heart tattoo with mom.
Yes, and it wasn't for her mom. It was for herself, because she quotes, being the amazing mom I am, and then she got the tattoo.
Yep.
But then it might be fake?
It's not there. Because she also has a boyfriend. He's like a famous DJ.
That was my next one.
Oh, sorry. I had to go on to know about the...
Okay, well, she also has a boyfriend who's a famous DJ. Take it away.
I don't know why you had to repeat what I just said, but...
Because it's my show. And that was one of my talking points.
Anyways, she was photographed at this event that they both went to together. And, like, it showed pictures of her walking, and it showed her left leg, her left ankle, which where the tattoo was in the picture that she posted. And she also mentioned to, like, several, like, news places that this tattoo is real and it's not fake. Like, she got it really, like, it's professionally done and all this and that. And it was nowhere on her leg at this current event after she posted the picture of her leg with the tattoo on it. So,
what's the point of lying about a tattoo?
Because she's fake all over. Even her face is fake.
My next topic. I think Cody will like this one. The British rowing team, the men's British rowing team, has decided to go nude. And
did you see those pictures?
Yes, I did. And all I have to say to that is, God save the Queen. What do you feel about this?
I like it.
I like it.
I wish I was British so I could go to these rowing events.
I just pictured it. Like, I just pictured them rowing nude, and I just
because they're all attractive.
They are. They have really nice butts.
And
I look at butts a lot.
I am all for it.
Like, if you have a butt, I'm going to look at it.
I mean, everybody has a butt.
That's what my point was.
So, yeah. I completely am for this idea. I feel like every person who looks that way,
every
should just,
rowing team should be nude, and rowing would probably become more popular too.
People would want to go.
Let's go watch the rowing team. Yeah,
let's root for our rowing team.
Then I'd kind of hope that our school would have a rowing team. Can I handpick the team?
Please.
Okay, we're gonna take another break here. And this has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And up next, we have more celebrity gossip, including how I stood somebody up on a date. Don't laugh. It's real. Okay. But this is I Can't Be With You by R5.
I don't wanna be famous. I don't wanna if I can't be with you. Everything I eat tastes less. Everything I see don't compare to you. Paris wanna go in Vegas. I'd rather stay with you if I had to choose. Maybe you're the greatest.
got everything to lose. And I just wanna be with you. And I can never get enough. Baby, give it all up, up. I give it all up. If I can't be with you, all of this stuff sucks. Yeah, all of this sucks. If I can't be with you. And no Oscar, no Grammy, no mention in Miami. The sun don't shine, the sky ain't blue. I can't be with you. I can sail around the whole world. I still won't find a place as beautiful as you, girl. And really, who's got time to waste? I can't even see a future without you in it. Colors start to fade. Ain't no way I'm gonna lose ya. Nobody in the world could ever take your place. You're the kind you can't replace. And I can never get enough. Can't be with you. All of this stuff sucks. Yeah, all of this sucks. If I can't be with you. And no Oscar, no Grammy, no mansion in Miami. The sun don't shine, the sky ain't blue. If I can't be with you.
Venite con noi per un'avventura fantastica.
Come with us to Italy for a 10-day, 10-night trip, commencing on May 19th and returning on May 29th, 2014. We'll be visiting Venice, Florence, and Rome with day trips to Pompeii, Orvieto, and Tivoli. The trip is being sponsored by the Dominican University of California Honors Program. However, you do not need to be an honors student to participate.
Tutti possono venire.
It's open to all students, faculty, staff, friends, and family. This is Matt Davis, and I'll be one of the tour leaders along with Dr. Diarra Spain. To learn more about the trip or to sign up, please contact me at matt.davis@dominican.edu or diarra.spain@dominican.edu. We hope to see you in Italy.
Ciao, a presto.
Man, I feel really professional having like commercials. A commercial that I didn't have to make. That makes me feel really professional. This is radio. This isn't radio. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And that was a promo for Italy. I kind of want to go to that actually. Because I want to go to Italy. That's you. I think.
No, I don't think so.
Well, no one texts me, but I have an email. Never mind, that's me. But on to this mistake I've made. It's a very grave mistake. It might cost me the throne. George had his christening Wednesday, and I missed it. And I feel bad for standing up Prince Harry because I was his plus one, but that still doesn't change it. You inviting me as your plus one, still you're still my number three and favorite Harry, so suck it. I mean, but I still feel bad that I stood him up. And speaking of the royals, Kate Middleton was made into a cake. Like there's a cake version of her. Does she know about it?
I don't think so.
I wonder if she would feel weird about that.
The way you said it, it made it sound like she was made into a cake. Like
she was.
She wasn't wanted anymore.
Like Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah. And they just cooked her into a cake.
Ugh. It was a nice cake.
It was.
I wonder if she'd be like, you'd be like, yeah, give me the head. Because if someone made me into a cake, I'd be like, just chop off my head and give it to me. I want all of it. And there's been a lot of weddings recently, including Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock. What does he do? Is he just like, he's a producer, isn't he?
He's something.
He has something to do with music. I'm pretty sure he's like, I remember hearing what, you don't have to look it up.
No,
don't
I want to know now.
God, I'm sorry I even said anything because you're always having to look things up and it's delaying time.
You can continue. I just won't say it. I want to know.
Well, then if you're going to look it up, I want to know though.
Okay, then.
But anyways, he has something to do with the music. I know that. I think it's his like one of the producers that she's worked with. Anyways, they tied the knot and the pictures are so pretty. Her dress was so pretty and she looks so pretty. What does he do? Nothing. Why don't you Wikipedia that guy? I'm going to call him something else. And not only did they get married, Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World, she played Topanga, and Tim Belosco married, and I don't know why, but like she's not a big girl. She's a very tiny girl, but on her wedding, a lot of people are saying that she looked fat during her wedding. And she commented that she's only 5'1 and 107 pounds. Like, she's a tiny, tiny woman. Is 5'1 and 107 pounds, is that, like, normal? I'm not sure, like, height-weight ratios. That's normal, right?
She's small, yeah.
Definitely not fat.
No.
I doubt she even
she's
looked
normal.
Fat.
She's normal.
I doubt she even looked fat. She probably
didn't.
Looked amazing.
She did.
But then it kind of, like, I knew she wasn't going out with. Oh my god, I forgot his name.
Something strong. Right.
No, not Ryder Strong.
Oh.
That's not his name. That's plays Sean. I'm talking about the guy that plays Corey.
Oh.
Ben Savage. I was, you know, there's always that like, oh, they should end up together because they played Corey and Topanga. And I knew it wasn't real, but I was a little bit sad when I heard that they didn't get married. But then Ryder Strong did get married to an Alexandria Burrito. And I feel like he... Burrito.
Burrito.
That'd be a cool last name. She could join the cool last name club. When that includes me and this other girl of the last name of Fox. Sam Fox. Anyways. Ryder Strong is a very good looking man. So there's that. I mean, I feel like the whole... Boy Meets World cast got married practically.
Yeah, it was their weekend.
It was. And along the relationship line, Zac Efron and Lily Collins were spotted holding hands at Disneyland. What did I text you when you text me that? What was I like? Oh my god, right?
You were like, oh. Well, they could be kind of cute.
Did I really say that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm just not really big a fan of Zac Efron.
You're more of a fan of his little brother.
Yep. And I'm not really
Dylan.
A fan of her. Like, she's okay, whatever. I have no, like, feelings towards her. I don't dislike her or like her. And it's kind of like, oh, I guess there'd be a cute couple. Do you think they're a cute couple? Well, I mean, they're not even really a couple. They just might be because they were holding hands at Disneyland.
I mean, there was rumors beforehand. And then they were spotted in Disneyland and a fan snapped a picture of them. But I don't know.
I want a boy to take me to Disneyland. I love Disneyland. Instead, just my mom and my grandma take me to Disneyland. Not that I'm going to complain because I'm in Disneyland still, but now my mom's probably going to text me like, well, then you're not going to Disneyland if you're going to complain about me taking you. Anyways. Demi Lovato and her ex-boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama, were seen holding hands at Knott's Berry Farm, and I was almost pretty sure that they were already together. Because they, like, went out before she went to rehab. And then she went to rehab, and they were, and she was single for a while. And she kind of flirted with Niall Horan. And then she was going out with Wilmer again. I was, like, almost positive. But I guess not. I guess I'm getting my info, wrong about several things. which isn't very common for me. I'm always right. And then the Smash director, Michael Morris, had a slew of incriminating photos of him and Catherine McPhee. And his wife saw them.
And no, so he told her before she saw them.
Oh,
he's like, hey, TMZ totally took pictures of us.
I guess that's better. So she doesn't have to go on and like.
Oh. Nope, and then instantly you're out.
Yeah, she threw him out. That's good, though. Don't take no BS.
Yeah, and then she saw them after he was kicked out.
My face is so greasy. What? It's kind of hot in here. It was like cold when we entered, and now it's like outrageously hot. But maybe it's just because I'm in here. I'm kidding. Where am I? Oh, I just feel like the world is like turned upside down. Like, I didn't know Pauly D even had a girlfriend, and now he's a dad.
She's a mystery person, and I also heard that there's already issues with money regarding the baby.
Watch it end up not even being his. And she's just after the money, which wouldn't surprise me.
But then Snooki tweeted about it and was like, oh, Lorenzo has a girlfriend.
I just felt so weird, like Pauly D being a dad.
Yeah, I
did. Definitely
too.
Not a hot dad.
Nope.
Hot dads are good.
Yes, especially single hot dads.
Yeah. Not that I can name any. I don't know any single hot dads.
No, but
not even celebrity ones. Because JJ has a girlfriend. He's the only hot dad I know.
Yeah. No, Buster is too.
Oh, Buster Posey. Definitely a hot dad.
He's definitely a hot dad.
I feel like I should have a hot dad section.
Yeah.
Where I just be talking about hot dads.
Yeah. She's not Buster's wife, but JJ's girlfriend is due anytime now.
And then the actor Jamie Dornan is negotiating to play the part of Christian Grey. And again, if it's not an all Johnny Depp cast or all Meryl Streep cast, cancel it. Just cancel it.
I don't think you're going to get that.
I want it.
Because I saw other reports later on that he's definitely going to do it. So.
Ugh. I don't know even who he is.
He's kind of attractive.
I'm sure he is. I'm pretty positive the part calls for an attractive male.
I mean, there's more attractive people out there, definitely.
Of course.
But, I mean, he's good looking. He's nice to look at.
Because I saw this movie last year where Johnny Depp was playing a man, a cross-dressing man. And he looked amazing as a woman. And and then he also played another character in the same movie. And I feel like I want to see a whole movie with just Johnny Depp play every single time, every single character. Like, that's my dream. Somebody get on it.
Which actor played like five characters in one movie? I can't think of the movie.
Eddie Murphy?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. With Nutty Professor. All of them. And Tyler Perry does that too. Like half of the cast is just Tyler Perry. And now we're going to move on to hot men. Not hot dads. Hot single men. Maybe not single. But not married. That's what I mean by single. Nick Jonas was named the hottie of the week on E! News. Thoughts?
They had better options.
But, I mean, he's pretty hot. Like, he has really nice muscles.
Yeah. He's just not my cup of tea.
I don't know why, but you always say that.
I don't either, but...
Like, literally, it's just not my cup of tea. That's my cup of tea, but that's not my cup of tea. That's not my cup of tea.
I don't know.
Like, as you were about to say it, I was like, she's going to say, that's just not my cup of tea. And then you did it, and I was like, huh.
I just don't know another phrase to
I'm just not attracted to him. He's just not rocking as everyone thinks he is. There's a lot of ways to say it.
He's not as rocking as he thinks he is.
He has nice arms, though.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of arms.
Give him that one.
I'm a big fan of arms and butts. If you have nice arms and a nice butt, you are good in my book. And nice eyes. And if you smell good. Anyways. Oh my gosh. Okay. Are you dying? Okay. It's okay. No one's listening. No one ever listens to this show.
My eyes are watering.
No one's listening to this show ever. And then, speaking of voted hottest hotties.
I agree with this one.
Liam Payne was voted hottest member of One Direction.
Maybe. Some days I do.
I mean, they're all good looking.
They are. But in different ways.
In different ways.
Like, they shouldn't be categorized as one group. They're five different groups.
But he's definitely, like, the manliest.
Yes. I agree with that.
Not saying that any of them are girly.
No, but he has more manly-ish features.
Yes.
He's more...
rugged.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's the word. He's rugged looking.
But I like it.
Who doesn't? He's a good looking man. But One Direction is confirmed to play at the AMAs. And if you don't know, because Kylie couldn't figure it out this morning.
I couldn't. I had a total brain fart.
She was just standing in the doorway, like, with this really dumb look on her face, trying to think. And I was like, American Music Awards.
At first, I was thinking CMAs. And I was like, no, that's not what she said. And I was like, why would they play at the Country Music Awards?
And their song that was supposed to come out tomorrow got leaked. So I'm going to go back to my room.
No, it didn't.
She said it did.
It says it did because Liam tweeted it, or retweeted a tweet, and it was that audio post that I played about the butts.
Oh.
So he retweeted that, thinking, making everybody think it was leaked.
Okay, never mind. It's not leaked, but it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to be doing? I'll actually tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be watching The Internship and then Carrie Diaries.
And listening to the song.
And listening to that song, yeah. Somewhere between. And probably sleeping a lot. I'm really tired. I went to bed really late because I couldn't sleep because I was excited about something. And I woke up equally as excited about something else, but along the same lines. And it was like 8 o'clock, so I got like 7.5 hours of sleep probably.
Which is a normal range of sleep.
Not for me. I like to get 8 to 9. Otherwise, I'm like dragging. 7.5 isn't normal. You usually get 8. 8 is normal.
Between 7 and 8.
Between 7 and 8.
So you got a perfect amount.
No, because
once you get
me.
Over 8 hours, it doesn't benefit you at all.
It does benefit me. Yeah, because I don't have to be awake for that extra hour.
But then you stay up an hour later.
No, I usually go to bed at 12, like every night. No matter what time I wake up in the morning.
Not all the time.
I mean, last night was an exception. But you know, with exception.
So. Sure. I'll give you this one. I'm not going to argue.
Why? You always want to argue. You've been trying to argue all day.
No, I won that argument.
No, okay. We have this argument going on who's unluckier. And it's me. It really is me. And she's trying to, and I've proven it to her.
No. I even said, you know I'm right. And you didn't text back for a good almost hour.
Because I'm not going to argue with you over text message. I'm going to argue with your face so I can prove more points. I'm going to argue with your face, not even to your face.
You're going to argue with my face.
We got to wrap this up.
So we can go argue.
Yeah, basically.
Because I'm going to win.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I don't lose at anything. When I want
either.
Something, I get it.
I don't either, so...
I don't care how good it smells, I get I can't stop.
You need to stop that one.
Yeah, I should stop. Especially on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One Direction has topped British...
salary making in a
yes.
year. Yes. They made the Heat magazine...
Richest Brit celebrities under 30 with $95.7 million. And Daniel Radcliffe came in second with $91 million. I mean, second with $91 million. I'll take that.
Yeah. I would take Emma Watson.
I don't have it down here, but it was...
Emma Watson was fifth with $45
million. Yep, I'd take that. Put me down as fifth. Give me the $45
million. And then there was someone else, like number 10, with like 30-something million.
I'll
take
that,
too.
I'll take that, too.
I don't have to be number one on this list. Can I be on this list, though?
Just give me the number 12 spot even.
Yeah. Give me the last spot on this list. I'd be good.
But that wraps up our time. This has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm pretty sure there's an one gummy next week. And I swear that I will be more on top of things. I've just had a busy day, busy week. Until next time, my friends, this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to leave you with Mountain Sounds by Of Monsters and Men.